Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Woman trying to catch a trick on the street.
I just popped up the other day, and I thought it was really good. We haven't had a time to wedge this one in here, but great news for the Beavs heading into the start of the season, right?
Oh.
Skylar Jackson committed to Oregon State this week.
Who's he?
He is the son of Steven Jackson. Legendary running back for the Oregon State Beavers, and probably, I mean, Steven Jackson and what he did in St. Louis was absolutely bonkers. I mean, just was it 8 consecutive 1,000-yard seasons that Steven Jackson had as a member of the Rams? Absolutely nuts. And Skylar Jackson doesn't come in as a 5-star running back or a 4-star. He's a 3-star running back. He's a 14th rated prospect out of the state of Nevada this year. But I look at, when you have a program in such flux as Oregon State is, where there's so much unknown, when you are able to bring back those legacy guys,
mm-hmm.
and you hold on to those legacy guys, and that says a lot about the connection that the Beavs have made with their alumni and their most notable alumni, and that staying power, right? Of it still means a hell of a lot to the guys that played there. That, you know, Skylar Jackson isn't jumping at the offer that he had from, you know, the other Pac-2 school, Washington State, or, you know, trying to maybe stay in state and go to UNLV, which is on the up and coming. He is not this highly touted, heralded recruit, but keeping those guys is so important for a program, especially when you're in a transition period, right?
Yeah.
I mean, you look at on a completely different level where, you know, Alex Molden was a legacy guy for the Oregon Ducks. And when Elijah Molden came out of Westland High School, everybody's like, oh, yeah, he's going to go to Oregon. But it was the stability of Chris Peterson. It was the program up at Washington, the trajectory of where things were going. You know, there was some flux in what was happening in Eugene. And one of those legacy guys, you know, his kid went to a rival, right?
Oops.
You know, and it worked out great for Elijah Molden. Oregon, obviously, is still in a really damn good place where they're at right now. And they were able to, you know, sturdy the ship and in through the some rough waters. But the fact of the matter was that was an in-state guy that was really good, a legacy guy. And for Oregon State, when your program is in flux right now, to hold on to those legacy guys, it's huge for your program, even though he's not like a highly touted recruit like an Elijah Molden was.
No.
Still a guy that heading into his senior year probably going to get a lot of flash. He's got a sturdy, he's 6'1", 205.
Oh, here's the thing. Is Bronny James the best basketball player we've ever heard of?
No.
How much focus did he get?
Way too much.
And that's the thing. It's like when you are a legacy, whether it's in basketball, football, whatever it is, if you're remotely good, it's good for everyone.
Yeah.
In the sense of it's additional coverage. It's like, oh, it's this.
Harvest your own land.
Oregon. Akili Smith Jr.
Yeah.
Like.
Right.
Is he... Look, I've seen recruiting services rate him very highly, and I've seen some other services are like, he's more Bronny James in the sense of like, he probably, there's been, I think a few have given him some 5 stars, and I'm like, maybe let's stop that little train a little
TBD.
Bit. But that's part of like being the legacy.
Yeah.
Is you do get that bump, and you know who that's good for? It's good for the program.
Good for the
it's
program.
Good for the player. It's good for it's good for everyone. So being able to keep those guys, the one that immediately came to mind is Frank Gore. His kid went to Southern Miss.
Yeah. Like,
how the hell does Frank Gore Jr. go to Southern Miss?
Yeah.
Like, it's like, what the heck? Like,
well, a lot of it is, like, they're not their dad, right?
Sure, like, but like.
But also,
like,
you
nothing?
Can develop into something. You got the genetics.
You know what I mean? Like, he just got cut by the Eagles. But I mean, like, you know?
Yeah.
It's always like, it's Nate Burleson II right now is at Nevada.
Mm-hmm.
It's like.
Pretty crazy to see that.
Huh. That's weird. But when you see the legacies go somewhere else. Now, what's the McCaffrey, the youngest one that just got drafted? Luke?
Yeah, out of Rice.
Rice. He's the runt of the litter. We get
still it. In the NFL.
But we get
good genes.
You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
Rice, also, really good school.
Really good school.
Like, it's not Stanford, but still a very, very, very good school.
Yeah.
That one you kind of understand. You know what I mean? Like, that was like, oh, well, it's a little bit of difference there.
Yeah.
But we're talking about with Jackson. He's how big?
6'1", 205.
Going into his senior year?
Yeah.
Yeah, he'll be fine.
He'll be okay. Got a good little frame on him.
Yeah, he's not Brandon Jacobs, but, you know.
Yeah.
Who is?
Yeah, who is
6'3", 238-pound high school running back on coke?
That story is still... I don't think that got enough traction as it should have. I think the Olympics kind of overshadowed.
338 yards and 5 touchdowns.
And all because he was walking through the gym and the guy who played there the year before was like, hey, man.
You want to try that white girl?
He's like, okay.
Few bumps before you turn a few kids into some bumps.
Whoa.
I'll be right back. I gotta go take one more quick dump.
Yeah, he was sprinting to the end zone, not because he wanted to score, because he had a crap.
There's another Molden, too. Josiah Molden at Westland.
Good God. I'm proliferating everywhere.
He is a monster. Monster. Corner, too. For Anthony Newman, who you will hear on the pregame show coming up on Saturday. Right here on the fan. He came up, picked up his media credential today. I said, how the line's looking, Q? He said, ooh, we're going to be good. Yeah. Yeah. You got a really good program up there, Westland High School.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly! Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.